Besides in the hymn book? There in the Bible, the prophet Zechariah. Mm. Thank you. Right, the prophet Zechariah. And many of you Pentecostal people should have that in your mind's eye, because it has been on the front cover of the Pentecostal Evangel. That verse is on every issue, every Sunday. And what does it say? It's their official organ, that paper. It goes all throughout the world. And what they mean to say is, we do not trust in ourselves, but we trust in the living God and in His mighty power. He is the Lord of hosts, and He can do anything. Praise the Lord. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. I remember when I was a boy reading in the letters section of the Pentecostal Evangel. Somebody, you know, sometimes in those letters they put their little criticisms and desires for things to be different, like you shouldn't have had that article or that picture, or I really liked that one. And some lady wrote, over the past few years, I've noticed that Zechariah 4:6 is getting smaller and smaller on the front cover. I can hardly see it. Now, she forgot to say that her eyes were getting older, but maybe it was really getting smaller. She said, you know, that needs a bigger place, the place it used to have. And you know, a few months later, I noticed that they took that suggestion and they made it big again. And it's there every Sunday. Some of you go to an Assemblies of God church and you see it's now called Today's Pentecostal Evangel. It's always there. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not only for Assemblies of God people, it's for all of us. It's in God's Word, and it's something He wants us to have written in our hearts. Written in our hearts that we're trusting in Him. Let's sing it. 197. before that mountain was a great mountain. Who art thou? The Lord said, oh, great mountain. Mountains around here aren't really great mountains, are they? They're lovely rolling hills. This was a great mountain, but it wasn't a mountain that you could see with your eyes, was it? What kind of a mountain was it? It's a strange name there. God gave this word to a man, the leader at the time of his people. His name was Zerubbabel. And he said, this is, the Lord is talking to you, Zerubbabel. And then he talked to the mountain. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you're going to be leveled. Okay, now what was the mountain anyway? Anybody know? It was a mountain of fill in the blank. Okay, Zerubbabel and the people were discouraged. They were given a work to do by God, and they were discouraged. So it was unbelief and discouragement. Every year, a couple months ago in the spring season, there's the optimum time of year to ascend Mount Everest. And every year we read of climbers whose lives are lost, or just about every year somebody dies climbing. Well, these mountains of discouragement, unbelief, defeat, can't do it kind of obstacles, just can't get through, those claim lives too. And they're tremendous mountains. And God said, who art thou, O great mountain? So the idea was, great mountain to Zerubbabel, but not too big for God. Not too great for him. Right? Zerubbabel, this mountain can be leveled before you if you know that God's Spirit will do the work. Not by your might or your effort or your power, but by God's Spirit. You appeal to him. You trust him. And he will work in your behalf. And God did fulfill his word. And one of the great things about the prophets and their ministry back in those days, you know, their ministry was to real people that lived at that time. But we have it. Isn't that wonderful? All these centuries later, we have this verse and we're singing it here in 2006. More than 2,000 years, more than 2,500 years later, we're being blessed by this thought too, that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. And if we'll trust the mighty God, he can do anything to fulfill his purposes and glorify his name. So let's sing that last verse. Then trust the mighty God. Them tonight, whatever their activities are. We know that they will be having some time of worship and looking to you. And we just pray that you will touch their hearts tonight. That you will do the work that you alone can do in each heart and mind, bringing light and conviction and drawing unto yourself, Lord. We know that you want to bless every one of the girls that you brought to camp. And so we just pray that you'll come to them in a special way tonight. And by your Spirit, you will do your gracious work in each life. We pray also for our cottagers. We thank you for these precious young lives that you have sent to us at this time. We pray that each one shall have a meeting with you in these days, and that tonight you will touch them, Lord. Speak to their hearts. Let them feel the love of Jesus. Let them know that you are real, and that you are calling them to love you in return and live for you. We know that you can work in young lives. Some of us have experienced it. Some of us were in the cottage, and you touched our hearts, melted them, and spoke to us. And we thank you for those lessons we learned way back then. And we know that you can meet young hearts. And so we just pray that you'll touch these lives, Lord. Meet them in these days. And that tonight your blessing shall be poured out over the whole camp. Glorify your name, we pray. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I think this song was put before us. I don't know that we're going to spend time on this subject tonight. I don't know. But I just feel that it must have come here because God wants to encourage someone or someones. Maybe you don't know the way that's before you. Maybe it's like it's stopped up with a big mountain. Think of the children of Israel. They were coming up to the Red Sea. They couldn't go this way, they couldn't go that way. The enemy was behind them. There was no way to go. And in Psalm 77, we read that God's footprints were in the sea. They were following him. Who would have thought that? His way was through the sea. But God knew what he was going to do to glorify his name. And he knows what he can do for you and what he wants to do for you if you will just trust him. So let's sing this song again, this chorus again, and ask the Lord to write this wonderful word. It's his word into our hearts.
Praise.
Not by might.
Thank you.
He's got the whole world. Trust in his promises, praise the Lord. Let's take a moment tonight to celebrate the holiday. I think it's right for us, as we said this morning, to pray for our land. The Lord told them as they went into captivity that it was going to be a long time and they should seek the peace of the land to which they were, that nation to which they had been carried. And I, of course, we're not first of all citizens of our country, but of another. We're pilgrims and strangers here, but we're here. And God wants us to be a light and a blessing. I was blessed when Brother Bob prayed that way, that prayer of a humble penitence, seeking God's blessing on our land this morning.
Right.
Here's a prayer that we can sing together. 493. 493, asking God to shed His grace upon us. By the way, that's what that means. When I was a little boy, I used to think that God shed His grace on me. It was a statement of fact. God has shed His grace on thee when we sing it. And that's true. That is a fact, but it's not what the song is. May God. Have to supply that with a prayer. America, America, may God shed His grace on thee. And may He crown thy good with brotherhood, you know, all across, all over this land, right? Praise the Lord. 493, you knew that, but I didn't know it when I was a kid. Okay. Let's be seated. Good singing. Praise the Lord. Thank God for America. Sea to shining sea. Praise the Lord. Are you in from California? The Edwards couple here. Good. So we're on this sea and you're on that sea. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to see this. May God thy gold refine till all success. There is real gold in this land. We look back and we thank God for the founding of our nation and the many godly people and the blessing that God has made our land to be throughout all the years. But it says, may God thy gold refine till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. That's quite a prayer. Today I was thinking, I saw you guys with your things for 4th of July, and I said, why didn't I think those headpieces and Eric's hat and other things I saw people, I thought my daughter, by the way, I'll embarrass her, she was wearing something red, and I thought, man, that looks so nice, and I looked in my closet, and I did find something kind of going in that direction, but anyway. I also thought of something else, and that was a poem that I had read not long ago. When I graduated from high school, several people gave me the poem If. So if you had graduated back in 1970, you might have gotten that too. I don't know if they still do that in this generation. If by Rudyard Kipling. Anybody ever hear of that? It says, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. That's how it begins. And the end says, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the world and everything that's in it. And what's more, you'll be a man, my son. So graduating from high school, you know, the people that gave me that were trying to point me the way to success, at which I have so miserably failed by that. But you know, Rudyard Kipling wrote another poem. A very searching poem. He was poet laureate of England, and it was time for the Jubilee year, the 60th year of Queen Victoria's reign, and they asked him to write something. And it was quite a time of pomp and proud celebration, and apparently he thought that the nation as a whole in this celebration was committing the sin of pride, and he wrote a poem that kind of made him lose a lot of his popularity with the folks that mattered, I guess, the powers that be. It was called Recessional. You know, they had the Navy coming up the river there in London, and all the big stuff. You know, Britain was under Victoria, was a tremendous empire throughout the whole world, and they were very proud of that. The sun never sets on the British Empire, and they were celebrating and really making a big thing of it. And his poem was this, Recessional by Rudyard Kipling. It was sent as a warning, by the way, to his generation of ardent imperialists. He had been born in India, and he was regarded as a champion of European imperialism as well. So this poem seemed a paradox when compared to some of his other writings, like The White Man's Burden that he wrote during the Spanish-American War. But here, I'm reading you the poem. It's a prayer. God of our fathers, known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. The tumult and the shouting die, the captains and the kings depart. Still stands thine ancient sacrifice, an humble and a contrite heart. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Far called, our navies melt away. On dune and headland sinks the fire. Lo, all our pomp of yesterday is one with Nineveh and Tyre. judge of the nations, spare us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. If drunk with sight of power, we loose wild tongues that have not thee in awe, such boastings as the Gentiles use, or lesser breeds without the law, Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. For heathen heart that puts her trust in reeking tube and iron shard, all valiant dust that builds on dust, and guarding calls not thee to guard, for frantic boast and foolish word, thy mercy on thy people, Lord. Written in 1897, Victoria had been queen for 60 years. A great queen she was, and the era was named after her, the Victorian era. But Kipling felt that the celebration was a little much, or maybe much too much, and that there was not a real fear of God and a remembering where our blessings come from. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I guess he felt that his nation was being lifted up with pride in that celebration. And I thought of this poem when Brother Bob prayed this morning that we would humble ourselves and seek the Lord. God gave that word to Solomon. Whatever happens to my people, even if they're punished for their sins, if they will humble themselves, and if they will pray, and if they will turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, I'll hear their cry. I will heal their land. I'll forgive their sins. I'll heal their land. God gave that word to Solomon. And it's right for God's people in every nation, especially in ours. He prayed that way this morning, that we as God's people would fill our place here and live humbly before our God and be the salt and the light and the prayers in the Holy Ghost that we are called to be. And I was touched by that this morning, and I thought that tonight we should just remember our nation again in prayer. Could I ask you to lead us in prayer? We had New York, now we'll of California, see the shining sea, but we'll approach the throne of grace with our brother Cecil and ask God to bless our land on this great day, Independence Day. Praise the Lord.
Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how you've blessed our nation. We thank you, Lord, for how you've helped the military, Father, and we think of our soldiers now in Iraq,
yes, Lord.
Lord, in Afghanistan, Lord, and other hot spots in the world. And Lord, we pray that you will come to them, Lord, and let there be a mighty revival in the soldiers, Lord. And help them to turn their hearts towards you. Help the chaplains that are in there with them, Lord, to lead them to you, Jesus. Help them, Father, to recognize that you're bigger than the enemy, Lord, and that it is not by might, it's not by power, but it is by your Spirit, Lord. And that there is an enemy, the enemy of their souls, that they're fighting a spiritual battle. It's not just a battle of material and guns and ammunition and people, terrorists, Lord, but it is a spiritual battle. And God, we pray that you will help our forces to wage that battle in reliance upon you, Lord, our generals and our officers and our leaders, Lord. Let them realize that this is a spiritual battle. Help them to lean upon you, even if, as we've done it in wars in the past, Lord, as we've done it in World War II and the Civil War, different wars that we fought, Lord. We recognize that there was a spiritual aspect to it, Lord. It was being waged. We pray, Lord, that you will help them to be to fight valiantly for you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our military. We thank you, Lord, for our government. We thank you for our political leaders, Lord. We pray God, that you will get your will done in their lives as well. And Jesus, we pray that you'll cause there to be Supreme Court justices that are put on the high court, Lord, that are godly men and women, Lord, and pro-life, Lord. We pray that you'll cause there to be pro-life politicians to be elected to office, Lord, that you'll give them favor, that you'll protect them, and give them the ability to counter the arguments of their foe, Lord, of their politicians that they are challenged by, Lord, and by the news media, and by the different pressures that they get, Lord, by standing up for righteousness. God, we pray that you'll give them courage. We pray, Lord, that you'll raise up men and women with backbone, Lord, that will not compromise, but will stand for righteousness, O God. God, we thank you, Lord, that you will also come to the families in this country, Lord. We think of all so many families that are being pulled apart by all kinds of pressures and pornography and all the various things that are there, Lord, the temptations through the internet and all the various aspects of that, and gambling, Lord, all this onslaught of the enemy, Lord, that will try to destroy our nation, Lord. We pray, God, that you will raise up a standard, Lord, against it, God, and that you will come to our country and help us, Lord, to be a godly nation, Lord, who serves you with all their hearts, Lord. Let there be a revival in this country, Lord. Let it start in the churches, O God. God, we pray that the established churches, we think of the Episcopalian churches that have ordained a homosexual bishop, Lord, and chosen a bishops that, and leaders, Lord, that are anti-family, and that a family consists of a man and a woman, Lord. We thank you, God, for that heritage that you've given us, Lord, and we pray, God, that that will prevail, Lord, and that it will prevail in our laws. It will prevail in every level of government, Lord, and in the workplace, oh God, as well. Lord, let that prevail, oh God. Lord, awake the church from their sleep, Lord. Awake them, Father, Lord. Cause them to wake up, Father. We know they've been lulled to sleep by materialism, O God, and by indifference and passivity, Father, by entertainment, television, and all the various things in this world. God, we pray that you will wake them up, Lord. Oh, God, help them to see, God, that you're coming soon, and that you're coming for a church without spot and without wrinkle, Lord. And, Lord, a glorious church, not a weak, Lord, mamby-pamby church that compromises, but a church that stands up for something, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you will help them, Lord, and our leaders, our spiritual leaders, our seminaries, oh God, help them to preach, to communicate the word of God, Lord. Even our universities, Lord. God, we pray that there will be men and women that are raised up that are strong in apologetics and can speak forth your truth and your power, Lord, in those places, Lord, those places that has principalities and powers and of darkness, Lord, that have tried to establish themselves there, Lord. We pray, God, in our educational system, Lord, that righteousness will prevail, Lord. And Lord, we think of California recently where they wanted to have a law that talked about gay people and their contributions to history, Lord, and they had to be favorable presentations, and they had to teach it to the young children in elementary school, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that Schwarzenegger, the governor, is going to probably veto or has vetoed that, but God, we thank you, Lord, that you will raise up a standard, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are all in all, Lord. You are all-powerful, Lord. You're sovereign, Lord. You're in charge, oh God. It may not look that way, Lord, but you are in charge, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you're in control, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, that you'll help us as Christians to cooperate and help us to bring the kingdom to this earth, oh God. Help us to glorify you, Lord, in all that we say and in all that we do. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you for Pilgrim Camp, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the contribution that they've made through in society, in New York City, for one thing, Lord. We thank you for the light that shines so brightly in Ridgewood, and we thank you that that light will keep shining brightly, Lord, in all the fellowship churches, Lord, in the fellowship. We thank you, Lord, that you will raise up more men and women to go into the ministry, Lord, and will preach the gospel and spread the word, and even the laymen, Lord, the lay women, Lord, help them too to spread the gospel in the workplace at a practical level, day to day, and all that they do and say, help them to glorify you if they're riding the subway or whatever they're doing. God, every opportunity at a restaurant to pass out a tract or whatever it is, God, we thank you that people here, each of us here, can bring the kingdom of God to this earth and can be a blessing to this country, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you'll help us each to be citizens, not only good citizens of this country, but citizens, heavenly citizens, Lord.
Amen.
Help us to realize that each of us have our citizenship in heaven, Lord. And what a wonderful citizenship that is, Lord. Help us to be active in that heavenly citizenship, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's also pray together. Thank you. $4.99. You all have a part, Brother Cecil said in his prayer. I'd like to just stress that. We are God's people. We have a part in what happens in his kingdom, in our nation. 499. Would you be seated? Glory, Lord, and praise be forever thine.